So let's review. The first mission in the Perek begins. Jugs of wine should not be carried in a large basket or a box on Yom Tov, as this is the method of transporting them during the week. But rather it should be carried on the shoulder or in front of the person. Simply, one who carries straw should not sling it over his shoulder, but rather carry it in front in his hands, as both of these show that he needs them l'tzarech Yom Tov. U'maschilim barei mesatavet. One may take straw from a pile for the sake of firewood, even if he did not prepare it from before Yom Tov. Avaloi be'etzim shebemukta. However, one should not take wood from the mukta pile that is in the back of the house, usually designated for non-use, as this clearly was mukta, set aside not to be used on Yom Tov. Regarding carrying heavy loads on Yom Tov, Tana, if one has no different way of carrying these heavy loads on Yom Tov, he may carry it in the usual way. Askin Rava b'mechayzer, the dar b'duchka l'dar b'ragla. Rava instituted that on Yom Tov, any carrying should be done in an easier manner than it was done during the week. However, v'im lo yafshe shari, damamar, im yafshe l'shanis mutter. As we learned in the Mishnah, if carrying in a different manner is not possible, then one may carry in the normal manner that he does during the week, or perform an action in the same manner that he performs it during the week, if he has no alternative. As Rav Ashi explained the case of Hani Nashi de Komalian Chatzvayu Maya B'yemetava, like Kumashanyan, women who bring jugs of water from the river on Yom Tov without a shinui, since there is no alternative to do this which would make the action less labor-intensive, we permit them to do this without commenting in any way. The Gemara cites a similar case. Rav Bar Rav Chanan asked Abaya, Tinan, Eimetavchen v'eimesavchen v'eimerakten. We learned in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that one may not clap or dance on Yom Tov, as this is a gzera that one might fix musical instruments on Yom Tov. Yet today we see that this is common practice and nobody protests. Rav explained that in these cases, since they will not heed the protest, we say, Hanech lehem liYisrael, mutav shiyashagin v'ayim azidim. It's better not to say anything so that they transgress inadvertently rather than deliberately. Some contend that this is true only regarding Yisur Drabbanan, but for Yisur Deraisa we must rebuke them. However, the Gemara says that in fact, even regarding certain Yisur Deraisa, which are not mefurish by Torah, we apply this rule as we see by Tes Mikipurim, which is a Deraisa, yet we do not protest that people eat and drink until dark. The Mishnah said, Umaschilim barim esatevet. One may take from a pile of unused straw, even if this was not prepared from before Yom Tov. The Gemara offers two ways of explaining the Mishnah. This is the opinion of Reb Shimon, who does not hold of Muktze, and the Sefer, which says, Avalei be'etzim shebemuktze, is referring to Arzi v'ashuchi, which are higher quality cedar wood, usually used for building, which even according to Reb Shimon would be forbidden to use, as he too holds of Muktze machmas chasaron kis. The Mishnah of Avalei be'etzim shebemuktze follows the opinion of Reb Yehuda, who holds of mukta, and the reason that one may use that remes tevin is because that he is referring to tav nesaria de ispikaitzim, spoiled straw filled with thorns, which are no longer usable for animal food and are only usable for firewood. In which case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that they may be used, and this is as if they had been prepared from before Yom Tov. Zog the Mishnah, a noidlin eitzim in a sukkah el min hasamachla. One may not remove wood from a sukkah, which is referring to a sukkah during the year, a hut or booth built for shade, as this is considered stiris oil, dismantling a structure which is forbidden on Yom Tov. One may, however, take wood that is not part of the sukkah, but in close proximity to the sukkah. The Gemara expounds on this. Tanya, b'chibar Yosef kamed Reb Yechanan, ein leitlin eitzim in ha-sukkah, elim in ha-samachla, Reb Shimon Matir. The Gemara brings a braisa which supports the ruling of our Mishnah that using the wood of a sukkah for firewood is forbidden on Yom Tov. The braisa states, however, that Reb Shimon permits this. The Gemara explains Reb Shimon's opinion as follows. There is no stiris oil, because b'sukkah nefelas askinan, we're speaking of a sukkah which collapsed on Yom Tov. There is no isa mukta, because b'sukkah ru'uya askinan, d'me'ed moldaite loye, the sukkah was already unstable erev Yom Tov, and the person anticipated its collapse to be able to use the wood on Yom Tov. The Braisa adds, b'shavin b'sukkah sachag b'chag sha'asura, b'mhesna la'a hakoy lafitanar. They'd all agree, even Reb Shimon, and this would be forbidden on the Yom Tov Sukkos, as besides the general Issa Mukta, there is a separate isra of huktzah mitzvasa, as we have learned in the name of Rebbe Kiva. Minayin la'atzei sukkah she'asurin kol sheva, shenema chag sukkos shebas yamim la'ashem, that it is forbidden to use any part of the sukkah for the entire 7 days of Yom Tov. Pidbe Meseir derives this halacha in the following manner. Minayin chikashim shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah, tamaloyma, chag sukkos shebas yamim la'ashem, machag la'ashem, af sukkah la'ashem. And that was stated above that one may make it tonight regarding the sukkah, seif asoin la'sukkah de'alma. That part of the Brice is referring to a regular sukkah used during the year regarding the general Issa Muktzah of a sukkah de mitzvah lemahani batna, but for a sukkah's mitzvah, on sukkahs regarding hokus lemitzvasai, a tanai does not help. While the Gemara does bring a Brice that a tanai may be able to affect the use of the noy sukkah, the decorations, as Rav and Abai explained, that is referring to a case of where he says, Eini boid lemahem kol bein hashmashos delechal kedusha alay. Where, while the Yom Tov is coming in, he makes a specific statement that he intends to use them in the course of the Chag for personal use, in which case the Kedusha does not chal on the Noi, and they may use it because it was never Hoktzel Mitzvasa. Aval Atzei HaSukkah, the Chal Kedusha Laya is Katzer L'Shiva, but the Sukkah itself, which automatically becomes Kedush with the commencement of the Chag, becomes Hoktzel Mitzvasa and may not be used all 7 days of the Yom Tov.